Yeah, here at Trua, the full time whistle has went maybe about maybe a half an hour now here at Trua, and of course Donegal only coming away with a 1 point to add to their points in Division 2. It'll be very disappointing for John McNulty's side this evening to have left it behind out there in Monaghan, and certainly had so many chances of opportunities. When you left it at the break, Donegal, of course, were 1-7. Monaghan had 1-4 on the board. A very, very good first half. Goals coming from Nicole Gordon, who was playing in midfield today for Donegal. And Leanne Maguire penalty was, of course, the goal that Monaghan got in the first half. Some fantastic passages of play from both teams, and a very steady first half by our referee, Gus Chapman. As I say, Donegal went in leading, and John McNulty's side would have been happy going in at the lead with a 3-point lead in the second half. This Donegal tend to go in at the break leading at half time, of course, come out to Kildare. They're only defeat and lost to Kildare in the second half. So a very interesting game of football here, and Monaghan certainly brought it to the tables. Monaghan started very well with an Ava Sherry point from 14 metres after referee Gus Chapman wasn't very happy with one of the Donegal players said to him. And then on the other side of the play, a fast-paced passage of play from Donegal and a point from midfielder Roisin Rogers stretched the lead out to 3 points again for Donegal. Leanne Maguire, Monaghan sharpshooter, was replaced. Then she wasn't having a very good evening, obviously, and the shooting boots was definitely not on. She was replaced 10 minutes into the second half. Donegal had an opportunity to stretch the lead further, of course, from a Tara Hegarty effort playing at half back this afternoon, came off the upright. A very entertaining moment for the Donegal crowd. She was bearing down on goal and her effort came off the upright. Again, Ava Sherry reduced the deficit to a 2-point game for the Farnie side with a lovely 35-metre free on the 7th minute into the second half. Just cornerback Shauna Brady came back on from the sunburn, which returned, of course, Monaghan's to 15 players, and Monaghan really started to play after that. Lovely scores coming from both sides for Donegal and, of course, Monaghan this afternoon. But it was on the 26th minute, of course, that Donegal were dealt the biggest blow of the afternoon when referee Gus Chapman, after giving a free in, changed his mind, a 14-metre free in, changed his mind after some discussion with the lines, the umpires, and he then awarded Monaghan a penalty on the 26th minute, and Ava McSherry made no mistake after a second attempt. A very good shot came off, rattled off the crossbar, and she calmly just palmed the ball into the back of the net, which left the sides even at 2-9 to 1-12. On the 30th minute, on the other side, Donegal were awarded a free from when Suzanne White was fouled. Nate McLaughlin went short. She found Katie Long and she pointed to give Donegal a 1-point lead with 32 minutes on the clock. But it wasn't to be, of course, because Monaghan replied up the field. And again, danger woman Ava McSherry, who certainly provided a lot of difficult play and very difficult to defend out there this afternoon. She pointed again on the 33rd minute, and that left the sides even. And of course, that's it for Donegal going into a very difficult away home match again next weekend with Tyrone, who before today's fixtures were joint top with Kildare on the leaderboard. So certainly a tough game for John McNulty's side next weekend, having just came away from Monaghan with 1 point here this afternoon. But that's it from me here at Highland from Trua and Monaghan. Donegal drawing with Monaghan this evening in a game 2-10 to 1-13. Donegal 1-13, Monaghan 2-10.